Well, shit, man, let's do this fucking thing.
All right.
It over with.
Hell yeah.
I mean, you know.
All right.
We've had plenty of time. You've had your nap. You know, I've had my Minecraft. So we'll put the toys down and try to be serious for all about right. 30 seconds. You know.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Are you eating right now? Are you serious? What the hell? Okay, enjoy your snack, Jake. Let me finish this story.
Hey, yo, smoke a blunt. Forget about it. Forget about
it. We're all having a party. We're having fun. We like to have fun.
We like to have fun here.
We like to have fun here.
No. Actually, if you're listening,
we're supposed to be bringing the funny, Jake.
If you're listening to this podcast,
you know.
Actually, turn it off. Let's give them 5 seconds.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to Two Grumpy Elephants. For this week's episode, I am your host, Jason, and joining me is our co-host and comedian, Jake.
Gang, gang.
Hell yeah. A few things before we get started. Appreciate all the views and all the likes and the whatever. Keep them coming if you can. Every video, you know, springs new likes and views to the previous video, so... For those of you that are watching, you know, help spread the word, dude. If you like what we're doing, and you know, you get a kick out of it, you know, give us some shout out. You know, word of mouth is big around this kind of shit, so we can use all the help we can get, and I'd appreciate it, and Jake would too. We are going to try to change up format a little bit. We have been doing just a weekend edition of Two Grumpy Elephants, but we're going to try to start doing it a midweek podcast. Probably just, you know, the same shit we're talking about on the weekend, just, you know, trying to get more of a library going and get more content out there. And if you enjoy us on the weekend, then now you got a chance to listen to us during the week. So,
yeah. Recording a podcast on a Wednesday.
Yeah. Sparkling Dots. So with that being said, you can follow us on, and you can get us on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much everywhere that you download your podcast or videos. So, and that's our opening news. And now we can go to the bullshit. So I would be remiss if we didn't start this podcast off with the biggest fucking stupid actions on display this past week with this gas shortage. So, I mean, in case you're not aware, last Friday... we had some kind of breach in, Colonial Pipeline Incorporated got hacked by what they're saying, Russian agents or ties to Russian, whatever. So we had what we call a bit of a gas scare. And then it turned into a full-blown fucking gas frenzy until we had no fucking gas. And I think we ended up at 71% without gas by this Friday. So One thing is, a gas shortage is one thing. Unleashing the fucking stupidity is another. We had motherfuckers filling up gas cans left and right. And if you didn't have a gas can, no worries. Run your ass to Dollar General and buy yourself a fucking trash can and fill it up. If you can't make it to the Dollar General, go to your fucking cabinet, get some grocery bags, fill them motherfuckers up. Because that's what they were fucking doing. I saw shit where people were filling up Burger King cups with gas.
Dude, you said the Burger King cups thing. I hadn't seen that yet.
Oh, yeah. Lid and all. I'm not sure if they had a straw in there, but they had the fucking lid on it.
Holy shit. But
here's my thing. All right, there's stories of people filling up fucking trash bags. And I'm not talking about your industrial strength, you know, six, you know, really thick mill trash bags. I'm talking about your clear see-through trash bags.
Yeah, yeah.
And, okay, first of all,
you're hefty.
You're doing us all a favor. If you get fucking blew up, okay? You're doing us all a favor. Because that's about the dumbest thing I've ever heard of and seen in my life. But what I really want to get down into is the thought process of this motherfucker that went and filled up 6 to 7, I don't know, I mean, they look like pretty good-sized fucking trash bags, right? What was your plan after you got the gas? Where were you going after that? How are you going to transport that to another container? And if you were going to transport, why didn't you just bring that container with you in the first place?
Well, so I've got an idea. Right. Let's say you got some drums in the backyard.
Yeah.
Okay. Those drums, after they get filled up, those bitches aren't going to be movable. What you do is you take your lemon scented hefty, all right, to the gas station. Yeah.
Drawstring.
Put that in
the drawstring, so you got a little safety there.
Put that in the back of the truck, right? Fill it up with gas, yeah. And then you take it home, let the tailgate down right there next to the drum, and you just take a sewing needle, poke, and then.
Okay, but you better be very close to your house, because what people don't understand is gas eats certain types of plastic.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot put that. You can't put gas in a solo cup. I did it when I was younger one time, and I thought I was in trouble. I had some gas. And I was just messing around, being stupid. So I had some gas in a solo cup. I hear my mom calling me, so I'm out in the shed where I do man stuff. I run to the house to see what mom wants. When I come back, that fucking solo cup has melted down to a blob of a blob of goo.
Well, everybody's seen that video of where you see this guy take a fuck ton of styrofoam and compact it all down into a little ball just by pouring gasoline over it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but my thing is, here's where I'm at with it. I don't think we would have
93
has such a problem if the governor had taken different approach to this. Yes, we probably were in a state of emergency, but should we had broadcasted it for all the idiots out there to know? Okay, we might be, if we had just went like business as usual, we probably wouldn't even have felt it, because they've already got it back up. Now we're just waiting for, supply to get back online, but it's on its way. But if we had just acted like business as usual, I mean, I'm talking about Toyota Corollas fucking filling up a hatchback full of fucking trash cans with gas in it. And I just don't get who the fuck raised you?
You know, I've talked to with make some.
You think that was a fucking good idea.
I've talked with some Circle K delegates during this past week. And I haven't heard one person say this was worth it. It was like when you fucks all ran out there and got every fucking package of toilet paper, every fucking package of ground beef.
Like it was fucking Bitcoin or something. Like you were going to sell it back at $1,000 percentage, a percent. Like you were going to fucking make it big on fucking Charmin. You were going to retire on... Right? You were going to come in here, buy up all the goddamn toilet paper, paper towels, fucking tampons, whatever, and you were going to turn around and sell it on the street like a fucking rock, a crack rock, and make your fucking millions and then go home and retire. Oh, you know, I just don't fucking get it. What were you going to do with all this fucking gas? And I would hope that the gas expired on your ass. You put it in your fucking car, and it did nothing. If you didn't blow yourself up, I hope it fucked your car up. What fucking idiots you have to be. Who the fuck raised you to think that that was a good idea to put gas in a fucking Burger King cup? I mean, fuck you. And I'm at work trying to do my fucking job, and I rely on a fucking steady flow of gasoline to do my fucking job. But then I had to sit in line for 40 minutes because you thought it was a good idea to put fucking gas in a fucking toothpaste tube or something. I don't know what the fuck you were doing. But, I mean, I can't be more... I try to dial it down because I was just fucking... I got stupid on the left... I mean, on the left of me, stupid on the right. I don't know which way to fucking turn. I mean, you got the governor making a fucking big deal about it, and if he just shut the fuck up, put the plan in place that you needed to for the emergency, whatever, and just shut it down quietly. You do what you had to do quietly. All the fucking idiots out of the woodwork wouldn't come out and fucking got gas, and they probably, you know,
whatever happened to work from home. I mean, like, we physically can't with our job, but whatever happened to all this work from home bullshit?
Motherfucker, the ones that were getting gas weren't working. That's what I'm telling you.
No.
Go ahead.
No, because I mean, we weren't able to fucking get gas. All these motherfuckers came out of nowhere.
Dude, that shit was
down. We're talking cars lined up on the road. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, not only that, dude. Okay, you see the fuck. Here's some. Let's add more stupid to the stupid. Okay, you see the gas station and you see a line. And we got a highway where some of the, you know, it's not a busy highway, but it's a highway. And you see the line, you pull in, you're getting closer to the gas station. And you see, oh, there's a fucking line. So let me just get on behind it. But you're still on the fucking highway.
Yeah, yeah.
If your car is still going to be on the fucking highway when you're in line, you need to go find somewhere else to go because you're on the fucking highway, man. Who the fuck raised these people? I'm asking. I'm begging to know.
I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer.
Because I have seen enough stupidity for this week to last me the rest of my life.
Well, we've seen enough stupidity the past couple years for that.
On Tuesday, fucking Roy Cooper comes out with this fucking state of emergency and gas is gone before I get off work.
Yeah.
I on my way home, I don't know if they were out of gas or they were just saving it for, you know, I don't know, because I always wonder if some gas stations really do have gas, but they just bag that shit up, so they're saving it. And then when gas kind of goes up because of demand, you know, the prices, then they unleash, oh, we have gas. We got some gas in.
Well, I will tell you, over here at the Circle K, they had gas at one point while they were shut down. They had gas, but they said their pump wasn't primed. And
they had to reprime it.
They had somebody fucking trying to reprime it electronically. And this was at like 5 in the morning. They said, yeah, it probably won't be back up and ready until like 7.
Well, let me tell you, let me just give you a little, let me help raise you a little bit. When you're at a gas station and you know that gas is at the bottom of that fucking tank, well, guess what? That's where all the fucking garbage and trash
collects
in that tank settles. So you're pumping, you might as well put
you're getting shit gas
dirt in your fucking gas tank. You might as well just put dirt, sugar, Reese Pieces, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But you might as well do it because that's the kind of gas you're getting. I hope your shit backfired and sputtered all the way to the fucking, wherever the fuck you live. And so everybody knew, hey, that was one of the right there. You know, fuck you. Fuck all you stupid, dumbass idiots. And you wonder why you're not going to survive an apocalypse. Y'all are doomed if we ever have an apocalypse. Because you can't make it through a fucking week.
Wait a second.
Hold on, wait a second, rewind. I had to timestamp that to send to so I can take that so I can bleep that out.
I appreciate it.
Did you say?
I mean, I told you I was fucking ill. I'm fucking. I had to deal with this at work. This ain't just an inconvenience because I couldn't go lollygagging this weekend. No, I'm trying to make it, and I got my boss saying, "Hey, get gas whenever you can. Get gas," and I get why he's saying it. I went to 5 fucking gas stations for no fucking reason. Because there wasn't nothing there unless I needed a bag of ice. And I think one of them didn't even have ice. I'm like,
so
goddamn.
I can't remember how you pronounced it, but for those of you guys listening, rewind it about 30, 40 seconds to when he said apocalypse. He pronounced that shit weird as fuck. I don't remember how you pronounced it, but it just came. It just hit me. I was like,
apocalypse.
We're not gonna get this one down this episode.
No. Okay. All right. Well, what, you know?
Holy shit!
If you know me and you listen a while, you know how I talk. It's going to be a little off the cuff. It's going to be a bit rough around the edges, and I may mispronounce words. If you have a problem with that, go fuck yourself. Really. I mean, just go fuck yourself. I don't give a shit that I mispronounce the word or I put too many fucking syllables in it. I don't care. I don't fucking care. Okay, because I'm still getting my point across. You still know what the fuck I'm talking about. Now, if I make a complete blunder on a whole fucking word, yeah, call me out. That's fine. And Jake can do it because he's my friend. But if you have a problem with it, then fuck yourself. I don't care. Okay? So
with that being said, if you guys catch any other words, just leave a comment down below with the timestamp. We'll give you a shout out.
Do that. And I'll call you out next week, brother. And on Wednesday. And on Wednesday, I'll call you out Sunday and Wednesday. You'll be famous when we ever get there, if we ever get there. But I'll call you out. I can't wait to do that. I can't wait to pick on your name. I'll make up some dumb shit about your mom. I don't care. Shit. You want to know? You want to go? Well, you got it.
There for a second. I was dying there.
We all got to witness it. We couldn't hear it, but we got to see what you were doing.
I hit the mute button for everybody's sake.
I know, but this is what we saw. Okay, I'm back.
Yes.
Woo! Ooh, we are riled up. Are you ready to talk about politics?
Oh, man.
So anyway, if you went and got gas with a Burger King cup, trash bags, I heard one where they were using a laundry basket, and if I recall, laundry baskets have holes in them.
Okay.
Maybe this is a different kind of laundry basket. I don't know.
I don't...
But hold on. Let me finish this. Because if you were one of those guys or ladies, because I don't think stupidity has a gender, okay? It's just, you're just stupid. It's gender fluid. It's gender fluid. It's whatever. Go fuck yourself. And I know I've dropped the F-bomb on this video quite a bit, but you should have heard me in my truck during the week, okay? When I'm trying to get across the street and I can't because dickheads are blocking the highway trying to get $5 worth of gas. I kid you not, $5. $5.
Well, at this point, that's a quarter of a gallon.
At this point, I don't know what goes through people's mind when they start hoarding gas. Now, here's the thing. I felt bad for the landscapers, the guys that own landscaping business. They were probably struggling last week because of fucking idiots like that. Okay, you got ambulance, the public transit people, they were in line too, you know?
Well, and you know, I would assume places like hospitals and fire departments and police departments did the same thing that our job did, which was, you know, go ahead and get a reservoir.
And that's fine. But, you know, when you get to a point where people are just being, I mean, it's a Tuesday. I mean, it ain't like they said the gas line has blown up. We have no way of fixing it. Nah. It's never going to be repaired. Yeah. And we don't know what to do. It was a computer problem. Okay? You fix it, we're fine. We're back to normal. But no, we unleashed the stupid, and here they came. I mean, it was like cockroaches when you turn on a light in the middle of the night. If you've ever lived in a fucking shitty house and you had roaches and you turned the light on, That's what it was all week. I gotta get gas. I gotta get gas. I gotta get gas. I got some Burger King cups. I got a laundry basket because I'm a fucking idiot.
Speaking of landscapers, anyway, by the way, my apologies if that can be heard in the background.
Yeah. All right. But see here. All right. Let me tie this in. Okay. So we all know what happened with the pipeline. And turns out that pipes are the best way to transport oil and gas. Was the words of the energy secretary of the Biden administration. So I'm thinking back of what was else was in the news months ago about a pipeline that got fucking shut down. Was it the Keystone pipeline? Where all the jobs got destroyed? Was it? I mean, go fuck yourself. You don't, you only do what you fucking think people want you to do instead of doing what's right. If we had a Keystone pipeline being built, we may could have, you know, revert, you know, redirected fuel where it needed. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know exactly.
Maybe it's just some bypass or something.
Yeah, something. So for her to come out and say that the pipeline is the best way to transport fuel, but then they shut down the Keystone pipeline because of what the fuck ever reason. I mean, I was dumbfounded when I heard her say that. And I just chalk it up for the former vice president of the United States, Joe Dumbass Biden.
Which, by the way, I brought this up with you during the week. If Trump was president, it would be President, you could see the headline, President Trump stands by and does nothing while Russia attacks America.
Exactly right. Exactly right. I mean, we don't have to make it up because we've seen enough of it to know that's exactly what would have happened. And they would have blamed him for whatever the problem was, or they would have tried to tie him in with the hackers because they were from Russia.
Yeah.
You know, he had dinner with them last night and he made out this plan to fuck the economy. That sounds democratic. You know? So, you know, yeah, of course they would have. Of course they would have. They sure would have. They also would have blamed anybody that was thinking about running for anything. That would have been tagged on them.
Yeah.
But Trump would have said, hey, y'all, Columbia, Colonial, whatever, y'all get your shit fixed. You know? Get your shit fixed. Get your shit back in order. That's what he would have done. Like,
that's what it sounds like when I hear you talk to your kids. Hey, hey.
Hey.
Get your shit fixed.
Get your shit together. Hey, you gonna go in the dark. I swear to God you will. You don't want to be in the dark. None of my house.
No, that's you're grounded.
All right, let me clarify so you don't think I beat my kids. What we call the dark is they lose all Wi-Fi connection. They lose all devices. They're too big for me to be spanking anymore. So the only way to hurt them is with the Wi-Fi password or their for screen time. And so that's what we call the darkness. And that looks amazing. That looks like a Wendy's double bacon. Is that not a Wendy's? Yeah, okay. We'll be right back. No. So that's what we dealt with this past week. If you worked for a living and you had to have, you know, you drive trucks and you do, you know, I felt bad for you. I'm sorry that shit happened. I'm sorry that we live with so many stupid people in our community. So I will take, you know, I would like to apologize to the landscapers that couldn't do their job because somebody wanted to fill up Burger King cups, you know. And I hope, you know, I just hope whoever did get 9,000 gallons worth of gas and they're sitting in our backyard right now, I hope it goes bad on them. I hope it expires, or I hope it, you know, I hope they get caught without a permit having that much gas. You know, it's just like exactly like the toilet paper thing, but worse, because I was affected by this. You know, the toilet paper thing, my wife was probably more. Well, hold on now. Hold on. Let me get there. My wife was prepared for I mean, we were worried if sooner or later we were going to run out, but we were okay. But the, you know, the gas thing, dude, it happened overnight. I mean, you know, my bad thing was I had just filled up before we found out that this was a thing. So I really, if I did get able to get gas, I might have been able to get $5 on Tuesday or $10, you know, something like that. But,
and by the way, this all happened, what, on a Friday? On a Friday or a Thursday?
Well, yeah, it happened on a Friday. The hack happened on a Friday. It was very low key on Saturday and Sunday. We didn't hear shit about it.
My dumbass didn't find out until Monday at like 4 o'clock.
Yeah, like Trace. A little whispering.
Trace.
Is it that or that? It's that, right? Is it that? Oh no, it's that. Okay, Trace forever. Forever number two. All right, so that's an inside joke for one of our listeners, and he's a badass, and he's a loyal listener.
Trace is the official hand gesture of Two Grumpy Elephants, though.
Yeah, we have coined it and copyrighted it. So don't let me see none of this shit down the street unless you're a 2G guy. So. All right, so let's move on from the stupid. I wanted to clarify something from last week. I know we didn't have a lot of viewers last week, so it may not be even an issue, but the governor from Oklahoma, his name is Kevin Stitt, okay? He's getting a little pushback from what I understand is a Tulsa race massacre. Do you know what that is? I had to look it up. It's some kind of tragic event during a race or something. Well, there's a commission for it. And they have ousted Governor Stitt for banning critical race theory and gender studies. And I'm like, who fucking cares? The man is trying to, you know, I think we should get to a place where we're not teaching political agendas to first graders. Yeah. They need to make up their, let them learn real curriculum, you know, and then let them, when they're old enough to make a decision on what side they stand on or what they believe in, and let the families do that. The government needs to get out of that shit right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They don't have no business telling my first grader about critical race theory and making them feel guilty about something that happened 200 years ago. Okay, so let's dial that shit down if we could. I think the governor of Oklahoma is becoming a rock star in my book. I really like what he's doing.
he's making some heavy metal fucking decisions.
I mean, it's something every week now that he's laying down that I just absolutely love.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's right where I want it to be. It's this stuff that I believe in. So I'm keeping my eyes on him, man. He's doing some good stuff in Oklahoma.
I just read a little bit on that Tulsa race massacre. Fucking yeah. Look into that shit. That's some serious ass shit.
Well, I tried to dive into it, but I found that a little late, and I was trying to get the pipeline shit together. But you know, but yeah, I mean. You know, here's the thing. When we lost the election, we lost it, whatever. You know, that was a hard, hard day for conservatives, okay? And then we lost Rush Limbaugh. I mean, I was feeling a bit unmatched and down in the dumps, but I am so happy to start seeing some conservative heavyweights start showing up. You know, for the Republican and the GOP and the conservatives. Because I was really worried. But, you know, they just ousted Liz Cheney out of the Republican chair, one of the most highest offices in the Republican committee, GOP. I'm not really sure what the fuck all that was about, other than, you know, she voted to impeach Trump after the January 6th thing. And, you know, some other shit. And one of the guys that voted for her to, be, you know, be removed, and I thought it was a good comment, he said, if there was a Democrat that no longer believed in climate change and the leadership, he would no longer be in the leadership. So basically what he's saying is if you're a Republican and you're not on Trump train, get the fuck out of here. Okay? That's the way I took it. And I'm going to sleep good tonight for it. So that's my opening two stories. Jake, what would you like to add to this podcast of awesomeness?
So it wasn't last week, but it was the episode before that. We were talking about a lot of the the Chauvin trial had just finished up. That girl got shot who was trying to stab somebody. Was going on.
Micaiah Bryant?
Yeah. I already fucking forgot about that shit.
Yeah, me too. The only reason I remember it is because I had such a hard time with her name that I finally, I don't know, stuck. I don't know.
Mm-mm. But in Chicago,
Careful.
Yeah.
Don't be racist.
I'm not.
Okay.
Well, by whose fucking definition, you know?
There is no definition of racism anymore. It's whatever you feel like.
Oh, shit.
It's whatever you feel like. All right, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm just fucking joking around.
There were two cops who were shot and hospitalized.
Okay.
You know, they were called to the scene. And...
Well, it's good to know that there's still cops in Chicago. I wasn't aware of that. I thought they were all gone.
No, they're still there.
I don't know why, but go ahead.
And, they were called to the scene, and the guy fucking saw cops and just started shooting. It's not like he was prompted or anything. He saw uniform. He pulled gun and started shooting. Injured these two cops. They put him down. They shot him in the leg or something. He was arrested, and these officers were just released from the hospital today, and okay, they're in good health.
Yeah.
As far as we know. But
here we go.
You know, why isn't this making
I was gonna ask you how far did you have to dig to find this, because I haven't heard nothing about it,
right? Because this was under like the fucking opinion page of CNN. Well, deep in there.
It's the Clinton News Network, man. I mean, it's only what she wants to get through, and that doesn't fit their agenda at all.
A
cop was targeted for no reason other than the propaganda and the fucking rhetoric that the Democrats have been
spewing. I'll say they didn't spend too much fucking time on it. They were pretty much
less than 5 minutes. I guarantee you less than 5 minutes.
The article pretty much read, you know, cop shot.
Another cop shot.
But, should
recover from injuries. That's how it probably reads.
As we've seen with things going on with gun violence this past year, I would like to think that if this shooter was white, we'd know. And that information has yet to be released.
It's two things. I'm gonna tell you. It's either two things. It's not a white person, or we would already know. It's all over the place. Okay, if that was, and it's sad that we're saying it that way, but if that was the case, it would have been all over the place. Okay, so that's out of the way. Two things. It was a black person, or it was a different minority.
Yeah.
That usually gets a label of terrorist. I'm gonna probably say, just out of the area that you're talking about, just out of the situation that the political atmosphere has morphed to, I'm gonna go with my first opinion on that. However, I'm not I don't know nothing about this story other than what you just told me.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and you know, I'm not making it a race thing. I think it's fucked up that two cops were shot, and I think it's fucked up that the media's not making
they're
this a big make it fucking a race deal.
Thing. They're but, the ones that make it a race thing.
Yeah, and I'm wondering okay? why isn't it a race I thing this time? It. How right. come this time it's it not a race a, thing?
And it can't be a gun thing now because it was in Chicago.
Yeah. And
it can't be. If it was in Oklahoma, if it was in Texas, if it was in North Carolina, it would be a gun issue.
And, you know, okay? The question I'm asking is, well, we've seen from the past couple years, we take to the streets, we march, we protest, we riot, we whatever you want to fucking call it. We do that to protest the actions of cops. How come we can't take to the fucking streets and protest the actions of our everyday American?
Because you get labeled like a January 6th got labeled. That's why. That's why we can't. Because the media will help them label us as radicals, extremists, far right, alt right. We can't have an opinion that goes against what their agenda is, or we're automatically a radical. We're automatically an alt-right whatever. We can't have a protest without anti-protesters and Antifa showing up. We can't have that. That's how they silence our voice. And that's why January 6th was the way it went. We yeah. can't protest.
And another thing on that story... They shot him, he was still alive, and they arrested him. If that motherfucker had died, it would be another one. It would be another one.
I don't know, because he had a gun. He that would be a stretch for them to be able to try to do that.
The last time this happened, it happened with a knife.
Right, well, I mean, it's a knife, it's a teenager. I don't get it. But I see where they tried to make the connections, okay? But this situation here, there's no way that they're going to be able to make it the cop's fault. The cop has every right to defend himself, just like any American does. The cop has every right to use lethal force when he is in danger, just like every American does. So, and it wouldn't have mattered if the cop had a gun, the suspect had a gun. Lethal force is necessary, and you're right if your life is in danger. These cops were not pursuing this guy, or was he? I'm not sure. It sounds like to me that
I think people called saying there was a guy with a gun, and the cops
showed up,
and without they okay. didn't even I don't even think they had like spotted the guy, but when the guy spotted cops. Started shooting.
Okay, well, you know that's a thing where that's a entrapment for cops. Okay, they're doing that now where there's not really a crime going on before they call the cops. It's a trap to get cops out there, and then they shoot the cops.
Wow.
That's a thing. That was happening a couple of years ago, right after George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin thing happened. That was happening a little bit. It was they'd call the cops out there, or they call the fire department out there, or EMS even, and then they would attack them. Not always shooting them, but they would attack their vehicle and or whatever. So that is a thing that cops have to be careful of when they're called out, is if this is a trap or not.
I'm saying
to you that I am shocked that there is still even a police force that is willing to police Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Because that happens a lot out there. So, you know. But I'm glad the cops are doing okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm glad that guy didn't get killed, because that's too easy for him. I hope he suffers a long, long time in jail. I hope he never gets out. He doesn't deserve another chance, because I'm pretty sure he's used up his second, third, fourth, and fifth one already.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So let's...
This ain't no first-time offender.
Shooting, I mean, if you're willing to shoot a cop, that's a career choice. Okay? He was on a career
Yeah.
And you know, lost my cool. That was a career that he had in the criminal enterprise or whatever, whatever. So, so let's get on something.
You want to get on something a little more lighthearted?
Well, I was going to bring up the mask mandate has kind of been lifted for those who have been vaccinated, but they're getting backlash. So I'm going to say,
you talking about Daddy CDC?
Yeah, they came out and said that if you've been vaccinated, then you can stop wearing your mask outdoors. Here's where I'm at. I don't know what's going on. Everybody,
masks, buddy. No masks. No masks. No masks.
Sorry, y'all had to see this. And now we got to see a ceiling. But
sorry, I was possessed by a liberal there for a second. What happened?
We'll do anything for the joke. We'll do anything for a joke. But no. Okay, but hold on. So they're getting pushback. So I'm going to just say this about the mask. At this point, nobody fucking knows. The CDC doesn't know. Former Vice President Biden doesn't know. Nobody knows. The governor in Michigan, she don't know shit. Okay? Because now they're pissed off with the CDC. Now, because the CDC has come out and said, okay, we can start laxing on the mask now. Oh, no. Now the people are pissed off with the CDC. They have worshipped the CDC. Their word is the law, okay? But now all of a sudden, they went maybe a little too quickly on this decision. You know, I think we should be wearing masks all up until we retire at this point. This is the new norm, okay? So who the fuck knows? Who the fuck knows? I'll tell you this, I haven't worn a fucking mask in 3 months.
Nah.
And I'm not getting the vaccine. Only because it's my choice. I don't my care. Body, my choice.
I don't care
my
what body, fucking Daddy choice. CDC says. I don't care what fucking Ouchie Fauci says.
No. My body, my choice. Can we get together on that? My body, my choice. Go fuck yourself.
Hey, we're talking about are you relating getting a vaccine to killing kids? Hey, one of those things doesn't matter here, okay?
I'm relating if you can use your body and say that it's your choice, then I should be able to choose whether or not I get the vaccine without being ridiculed in the public arena.
Well, that's not going to happen.
I know. I mean, what the fuck was I thinking? Fuck me, right? So, all right. Give me something a little lighthearted or a little
I got something a little lighthearted for you.
All right, let's do something fun.
Everybody can get on with this. Everybody can get on with this.
All right, rock and roll.
So
I'm putting my pen down.
So a mom sends her daughter to school, and I don't know if they were doing costumes or something, or what was going on, but this is getting headlines because the mom sends the daughter to school dressed up as a basic bitch. Right?
A tot?
Wait, what?
What do you call them? A tot? There's tots? T-H-O-T?
Thought.
Is that... Oh, thought.
No.
Sorry, my boomer came out in me. Sorry about
Thought. A thought's a whore. Right.
But that's what I'm saying. She dressed him up like...
No, she dressed him like a basic bitch. So,
okay, now you're going to have to describe the difference then.
Okay.
Because I don't know what a basic bitch really means then.
Ugg boots, leggings, cardigan, scarf, and she sent her to school with an empty Starbucks cup.
Okay. All right. Well,
bro, I'm not fucking lying.
Did she stop by the gas station and get gas put in that Starbucks cup? Because that sounds like the same people.
Actually, it says here, stopped by gas station 93 only was the best choice for her daughter. Oh my god! And if you look at the mom, if you look at the mom, she's a straight basic bitch as well. Wow. It was culture day.
Oh, so I mean, you know, like mother, like daughter, I guess.
I'm guessing so, or I'm guessing that's white culture.
Yeah, check your privilege at the door, please.
So I just figured I'd dress her up like me, and I happen to be a basic bitch. That's the culture she's being raised in. Coffee, leggings, and Starbucks.
So was that a statement as from the mother, or it's just what? I can't imagine sending my daughter, you know, to school like that. You know, why would you do that? I mean,
I don't know. It's funny to me. It's funny to me. It's funny to me. It's white. It's white people culture.
I mean, it's funny. It's not. It's dumbass culture. It's not. You know, not all white people are basic bitches like that. But
I just sent you the link.
I don't even know if I want to open it, but oh, come on, dude. She's Come on, man. I mean, there's absolutely no way I would send my daughter to school like that. And I guarantee you, this daughter had no idea what she was doing.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I hope not. And if that's the case, then when she gets old enough, I'm going to be saying, who raised you? You know what I'm saying?
That's the hashtag for this week. Hashtag who raised you.
Who raised you? For real. I mean, you know. Well, I mean, that's a different kind of story, but
that was funny to me. I thought it was funny.
It is funny. I mean, I'll give you another one. Matthew McConaughey might run for governor of Texas.
Oh, we were talking about this today.
Yeah. Well, here's what it read. And it's almost like, to me, the only reason I'm mentioning it, because I think Fox News is really taking a dive. Because it was bullshit clickbait, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Bullshit fucking clickbait. But it was a posted headline, okay? So the story reads that Matthew McConaughey is quietly making calls about a political run. But don't get your hopes up. There's no way he's going to risk his Hollywood status to run as a Republican or even a Libertarian. What the fuck's that mean? So basically, no, he's not. Okay, it was fucking clickbait. So shame on you, Fox News, for being a douche. And that was my story.
And I mean, do we even address Caitlyn Jenner? I don't think we touched on that last week.
Notice I give her the respect of she, only because that's all I know her of. I didn't know who she was until she was just she. So she'll always be a she to me. I didn't watch the Kardashians or nothing like that. So
that's the best you got.
I wanted to cuss, but I already felt like I've used my quota up today.
Okay. So. All right. You as the listener, piece together what he would have said. All right.
Yeah.
Because I just heard that in my head. That's funny as fuck. I'm saying it out loud as soon as I hit that stop recording button.
It starts with a C. And ends with a T. What I really wanted to say. Oh,
that's where you were going. That's what you were.
Yeah, but I stopped myself because.
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
I've used up my quota of the F-bomb for the next 6 episodes, okay? So don't let your kids watch this episode at all, please.
I wouldn't let your kids watch any of these episodes.
No, they don't really care. It's dad's shit. So my kids don't watch it because. It's me, but you know, we have an explicit tab up there. So if you're letting your kids watch this kind of podcast, shame on you, you know,
I will say, we should probably go ahead and wrap this up. Cause I have to take a massive shit. That last time I coughed, something was knocking on the back door.
He's prairie dogging, ladies and gentlemen, prairie dogging. That's what we used to call it. But all right. Turtle so guys, heading. Just remember, You know, you can find us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, any other whatevers. Please like and share. Please comment whatever mispronounced word I did for this episode. I can't wait to call you out on the following episode. Remember, we're going to start doing some Wednesday episodes. So if you're, you know, if you're excited about that, great. If you're not, then, you know, once again, go fuck yourself. I am Jason, my boy Jake. We are 2GE, and we're out.
Trace.
And later.